Fort Pierce resident Kathy Odom knows better than most how important it is to do your research when picking a nursing home for a loved one. Her mom's been living at a home in Port St. Lucie since 2007.
She's been dropped. She's fallen out of bed. She had MRSA and had to have a toe amputated.
MRSA is a serious infection that resists most antibiotics. Most recently, Odom says her mother had kidney failure, a result of dehydration.
And my mother was put in their hands to be taken care of, and they didn't take care of her.
Odom recently learned that her mother's nursing home is one of the 140 on the state's watch list. In fact, one out of five facilities in Florida are on that list for not meeting state standards or not making corrections quickly enough. 12 of the homes have been on the watch list for more than 100 days, according to Families for Better Care, a citizen advocacy organization. Brian Lee, executive director for Families for Better Care, says that's unacceptable.
It is a multi-billion dollar industry, and they're living off the bedsore-ridden backs of our loved ones and making profits.
He says the problem lies in the fact that many people don't know how to access information on nursing home violations, and it can be difficult. I had to go through 5 steps to find the nursing home watch list on the state's website. I only found it because someone walked me through the process. The State Agency for Healthcare Administration, which inspects the nursing home, says they don't put out the information on nursing homes that are on the watch list because it's available on its website. Brian Lee says they should.
But what the agency needs to do is if they've identified a nursing home to be on the watch list, they need to either send a press release out to the local community in which that nursing home is in. They need to alert people within the nursing home, the residents themselves. They probably don't know, and their families don't know they're on the watch list. Something needs to happen that would incentivize these nursing homes to turn around and start providing better care for their residents.
Recently, efforts have been made to make finding data on the nursing homes easier. Sites like Nursing Home Inspect 2.0, it's a database created by the nonprofit journalism organization ProPublica, makes it easier to search what fines nursing homes have had to pay and to read reports of the violations. The information comes from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The nursing home industry doesn't like the new site because it focuses only on the negative. Lou Marie Polifka-West, Senior Director of Policy and Program Development for Florida Healthcare Association, says that's misleading.
So if they have 8 deficiencies, for example, out of 200 potential citations, you will only see the 8 deficiencies.
She says nursing homes always get a bad reputation for reasons that oftentimes have nothing to do with their level of care.
Now, we deal with this all the time in terms of negative publicity with long-term care. I think it's a reflection of the predominantly negative perspective of the aging process in our country and what happens to people at the end of their life in old age.
She says over the past 2 years, federal data show that quality ratings for Florida nursing homes have improved, with the number of top facilities increasing. Meanwhile, she says, the number of centers that got the lowest ratings have decreased. She says the best way to pick a home for a loved one is plain and simple. Visit it. Talk to the residents, talk to the staff, use the information from the websites, but don't rely only on what you read. For Health News Florida, I'm Sarah Pusateri.